Well, as I've already told you, I haven't yet opened any presents this morning, so I haven't yet got any presents, except, of course, to echo what Gordon has said, the present that we all share, God's wonderful gift of his Son, which is what this is all about. But one of the presents, and I don't know whether it's going to happen this year or not, one of the presents I very often get is socks. They're a very good present for a man, and I'm always pleased to get that. So I want to just think with you this morning of the Christmas story with the help of socks. And so we think about socks for Christmas. Well, some of the socks I'm going to show you, maybe not socks you would want for Christmas, but it's just a little way of thinking of the Christmas story. And so I want to first think about woolly socks. They're nice, they keep you warm, and of course they remind me, when I'm thinking about the Christmas story, particularly of that second bit from Luke chapter 2 that we've just heard read, the bit about the shepherds. Because it's when I think of the sheep, I think of wool, and I think of socks. And so as I reflect on my Christmas socks, I think of the part that the shepherds play in the Christmas story, how they were there sitting in the fields as we sing in the carol, while humble shepherds watched their sheep, or sometimes you've had that version, haven't you, while humble shepherds washed their socks. That's not what we're supposed to sing, but you see the connection is there, not just from me, but as we think of those shepherds, as we think of them making that journey, not so far as Joseph and Mary had gone, they were just out in the fields outside of the town of Bethlehem, but there they went to see the newborn baby. And that, of course, brings me to my second lot of socks, which are baby socks. Baby socks are small, they need to be small, because otherwise they're going to fall off the feet, and we've got a selection of baby socks here. And these little socks remind us that Jesus came into the world as a baby. And I think that's so important, so special, that Jesus came into the world, that God decided to come and be part of us. And God did so by becoming a baby, by being born. And we think of that very special story as we think of all that God did when he came to earth. And so we come next to the smelly socks. I'm not so keen on smelly socks, I don't know about you. They're not so good, but sometimes that's what happens when you have to wear them for a long time. And I think the smelly socks are an important part of the Christmas story. Your socks get smelly if you wear them too long, don't they? And they need to go and be washed. But it just reminds us that when we look at pictures of the stable, it looks nice and clean, and it wasn't. I'm pretty sure the stable was a smelly place, and I think that would be a bit pongy, and that's what we see in this picture. But then, of course, when you've had them too long, and they've been washed many times, this is what can happen. They can get holes in them. But of course I'm cheating, as you can see, with the words, because holy, we can think of that in two different ways. It can be holy because there are holes in it. But it can also be holy because that means being connected to God. And that's not the same kind of holy. So I'm cheating a bit on this one. But of course that is what is so very important, so very special about Christmas, that we are connected with God and that God loves us, and that's what it's all about. And I don't know about you, but we have a whole load of odd socks in our house. I just don't know what happens to the other one. At one point, we had a pile of about 20 socks, and none of them had the other one. And I just don't know. I don't know whether the washing machine was hungry and had eaten them, but I just don't know what happened to them. Lost socks. And I just wonder sometimes how socks manage to get lost. But I know that they do. At least they certainly do in our house. And of course, sometimes we get lost too. I don't know whether you've ever been lost. You know, I'm so glad these days that we've got sat-nav, because I can even occasionally manage to get lost with the sat-nav. It hasn't happened very often, but it has happened. But before we had sat-nav, I used to spend quite a lot of time getting lost. Of course, there's a good thing about being lost, and that's when you get found. And that's always really good. And it's just a reminder to us that God comes looking for us. That essentially is what Christmas is all about. And so we celebrate this time. We can think one of the stories when Jesus wasn't a baby but was just a little boy, he was a bit older. His parents had been to Jerusalem and they were on their way home. They were walking with a whole crowd of people from the village and they suddenly realised they didn't know where Jesus was. The problem was, I think, Joseph thought he was with Mary and Mary thought he was with Joseph, and he wasn't with either of them. And so they ran back to Jerusalem and eventually they found him in the temple or the church. And there he was talking to the people there. And they were so relieved, so pleased that they had found him. And of course that is what Christmas is all about, that God comes looking for us and God comes and finds us. And so as we think of Christmas and as you think of the different socks, let's remember that it is really all about God's love. And God's love is so very special.